When we think of science, we get a few pictures. Fat books, white coats, big labs, people using telescopes and studying the space, researching fossils, and various equations derived by various scientists and researchers over a large time, which is all wrong. Hello people of the world, and welcome to the first episode of Pointless in Science. Starting with basics, the first topic is obviously what science is in the easiest way possible. Let's begin. As per Britannica, science is any system of knowledge that is concerned with the physical world and its phenomena, and that entails unbiased observations and systematic experimentation. In general, science involves a pursuit of knowledge covering general truths or the operation of fundamental laws. According to Science Council, science is the methodical pursuit and application of knowledge and understanding of natural and social worlds based on evidence. From these two and various other definitions available over the internet, we can come to a few conclusions. Science is something based on the world and its phenomena. It is something that requires study and observations. It is based on evidence and hard facts. Framing our own definition, it comes down to observing things available in this universe, understanding their workings and uses in the present, the past, and what the future might hold, and getting to the root of all phenomena by various methods, which include researches, expeditions, and problem solvings. Science consists of observing the world by watching, listening, observing, and recording. Science is curiosity in thoughtful action about the world and how it behaves. Does this hold a value in your life? The definition? Definitely no. The uses? All the time. The knowledge generated by science is powerful and reliable. It can be used to develop new technologies, treat diseases, and deal with many other sorts of problems. It is a global endeavor. All of us are part of this journey, which started way back and will stay forever. It is up to us how much do we need to put in for its advancement. Also, talking about the intro, this imagery was absolute perfect, but it did not show the complete face of what science is. It has many more aspects. We shall learn all with time. Next, we shall discuss the impact of science on society, which would be based on a report published by James Burke, Jules Bergman, and Isaac Asimov. Till then, do follow or subscribe whatever is available to you. Like and comment if possible. Till then, keep learning.